Okay, so this is the first part of the visualization exercise called the preparation. And so what I'd like you to do is close your eyes and just take a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth if that's comfortable for you. Taking a nice deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling that all the way out. And just when you think you've fully exhaled, see if there's any more you can blow out. So fully emptying your lungs and breathing in again, comfortably and easily. So just taking a moment to breathe, to get grounded into the moment you're in, to forget about the day that's already happened or what's to come, and to just be in the moment we're in, focusing on your breath, nothing else, focusing on your rib cage moving up and down as you breathe, the growing sensation of relaxation as you let that breath out. So as I'm quiet, just take a few more moments to let your breath fill your entire awareness so you can come into this moment, leave the past behind, the future out of mind, and just be here in this room. Good. Now when you think about your next upcoming doctor's visit, what I'd like you to do, just quietly inside your mind, is to put words to what your goal is. And usually the best way to phrase a goal is "I want" or "I will," and then finish that sentence. So as I'm quiet, just take a moment to refine what your goal is for your next doctor's visit. Now repeat that goal to yourself, continuing to refine it with your language, making those words stronger, more definitive, more determined. Just repeating that goal in your mind. I will this. I want this. Good. Now just one more time, see if you can refine that goal any bit further. I will this. And finishing that sentence. And as you do, feel the determination, the conviction, the desire grow within you. Good. Now give some thought. Why is this goal important to you? Why do you want this? What does it give you? For a variety of people, there's different goals. Some of those goals might be to feel success, to get the monkey of anxiety off their back, to feel freedom, to have more calm in their mind, more time to themselves, to conquer the anxiety and the worry. So as I'm quiet, Just think to yourself, why is this important to you? What does this accomplishment mean? And keep those reasons in the forefront of your mind. Now give some thought to all the many things, small and big, you've accomplished, such as moving across the world, living in a new town, becoming acquainted with a new system of healthcare, schooling, daycare, raising your child without much assistance. Specific to your anxiety, and then more general in your life. Think about all the wonderful accomplishments, things you've overcome, challenges you've faced. Repeat those in your mind, the strongest, the most salient ones, the ones that are most meaningful to you. Just quickly list them in your mind. And when you think of your strengths, your qualities, your attributes as a person, as a wife, as an employee, as a mom, as a daughter, what are some of your three signature strengths or abilities? And when you think about your upcoming doctor's visit, think of the quality that's going to serve you best to help you conquer your doubt and worry so that you can stick to your goal and feel accomplished. What quality, attribute, knowledge that you have about yourself is going to help you the most at your next doctor's visit? To stick with your goal, to feel that sense of accomplishment. What knowledge do you have of you in the past? You in the here and now, that's going to help you conquer doubt and worry so that you can achieve your goal that you've set out in your mind. When you think about the amount of energy that goes to anxiety now compared to back in September, Notice how much it's shrunk. Notice how small it is. And when you think of all the things you've learned about anxiety during these sessions and in the past, all the things you've learned about how to calm yourself, how to change your thinking, how to walk towards and face the anxiety. One thing you may remember is indulging the anxiety, avoiding the feared thing, breathes life into it. The more we face our worries and face our fears, acknowledge our accomplishments, the anxiety shrinks. What are the things that you've learned about anxiety and your ability to manage anxiety that's going to help you in your next upcoming doctor's visit? Knowing, of course, there'll always be some doubt until you've done this over and over again. But that doubt shrinks in time the more you face your anxiety, the less avoidance there is. So as I'm quiet, bring to mind the knowledge, the awarenesses, the skills that you now have that will help you manage the worry and the doubt in your next appointment. Over the process of therapy, you've learned to trust in yourself, to challenge your thinking. You've learned the ability to calm the anxious feelings in your body. You've learned that anxious thoughts aren't necessarily fact. So when you think about your goal, the one you've set to mind, I will do such and such in my next doctor's visit. When you think about this goal, I want you to let yourself feel the excitement, the passion, the drive, the exhilaration that would come from walking into your doctor's office, executing your plan as you've designed, and leaving. Yes, there'll be some doubt, possibly, a little bit now, less so in the future. But imagine and let yourself feel that excitement, that sense of pride and accomplishment. Feel it in your body. See yourself experiencing the accomplishment. Keep that in the forefront of your mind. And then think to mind a simple coping statement you're going to use to help you remain focused on your goal. I want to do this. I can do this. I will do this. This is my day today to show that I shine. Whatever your motto is, just think of the mantra you're going to repeat over and over in your mind before the visit, during the visit, after the visit. And you can't expect a little groundhog of anxiety to not pop up, to not chirp with the doubts and the worries. What if this? What if that? Did I do this? That may happen, and that's okay. That doesn't disappear immediately. But that little groundhog that pops up of anxiety, to insert a little doubt, to insert a little worry, you know, and I know, all the doctor's visits you've had ever since you've been in Canada have all come up empty. You've had regular visits, very thorough checks. And this is proof that that anxious little groundhog is wrong. This is proof you need not listen to the anxious groundhog. So bring to mind what other evidence you have that proves to you you need not listen. You need not indulge. You know that anxious thoughts will pass. They always do. A few days, week later, it's not even top of mind. Even though it may feel it tense at times, it will pass. And you can let it pass. As you do your very best sticking to your plan, it doesn't have to be perfect. And you'll reward your successes, whatever they may be, small, medium, or large. But as you face the anxiety, as you resist the urge to check other things not planned, as you stay focused on what your goal is, the anxiety will fade into the background. And the little anxiety groundhog won't pop up as often. And won't feel as strong. So just bring back to mind your goal, your qualities that are going to help you, the knowledge you have of yourself, of anxiety that you can bring to bear, your mantra, and the motto you're going to repeat to yourself. Good. And that brings the preparation part of the exercise to a close.